I want to talk to people under 30 for a second. I mean, the rest of you can listen, but I got to ask y'all something. I think I'm pretty hip for my age, which when you say that out loud means you're probably not hip. Let's be honest. If you say you're hip, you're not hip. And also, under 30, you probably don't say hip. If someone's cool, you probably got a new word like, yo, he's slim slim, like something like that. Slim slim heard, like something, who knows. But I got to ask y'all a serious question. What the fuck is Cardi B talking about? That's all I'm wondering. Now, if you're not familiar with her, she's awesome. Her songs, she's dope. She's dope. And I'm saying this, I have liked 6 hip-hop songs since 2005. I'm gonna be honest. And she's got some of them, all right? But here's my thing. Have you heard her in interviews? I don't know. She just does sound effects. And it makes me feel like I'm 275 years old. There's a famous interview with her the first time going on The Tonight Show, and Jimmy Fallon was like, hey, Cardi B, how you doing? And she just went, bloop, like the sound effect, Leia, bloop, sound effects, bloop, like what is going on? That used to be called onomatopoeia. I know for a fact that has not been taught in 25 years in schools. A lot of Matterns are teachers, and they've told me they stopped that a long time ago, onomatopoeia. So people look at, like, it's crazy. So I had one person turn to me, and it's like, you just don't know, man. That's how people in the Bronx talk. I'm like, I don't think so, man. All right? It's not. Because I go to the Bronx plenty. And when I go to Yankee Stadium and they rip my ticket, they don't go zip zip. They don't. They go third baseline, asshole. You got those good seats because you're pretty slim slim, aren't you, huh? Heard? You slim slim, heard?